So Radharani has, she loves animals. She loves animals. They wear t-shirts in America. Love animals, don't eat them. So she loves the monkeys, believe it or not. So she has monkeys, does, birds, swans, peahens, parrots, calves, and cows for pets. But since they're all personal, she has a cow, she has some cows, many others, but some are her favorite. Their names are Sunada, and Yamuna, and Bahula. You've heard of Bahulastami. Bahula is a cow that had a pastime with a tiger. Maybe you heard, it's in Purana. Bahula. Bahula guy and one tiger. And her pet, her baby. And long story. And then she has a calf, a pet calf named Tungi. Then she has a monkey, an old skinny monkey. You ever see old monkey? And sometimes you see in the Radhakund, even they move with a herd of monkeys, they are, or whatever they call, group or whatever they call. Even the old ones tag along. So she has an old pet skinny monkey with shriveled up cheeks and all wrinkles under her eyes and a pink face. And her name is Kakati. Kakati. K-A-K-K-H-A-T-I. Kakati. Does anyone know what she does? Jatila. Jatila Aviaro. Jatila Aviaro. Right? I think it's Brajbash. Means Jatila is coming. But she's with a screechy monkey voice, you know?
Jatila's coming.
Jatila Aviaro. Then she has a pet deer, doe, a female deer. Her name is Rangini. Rangini. Rangini means very playful. And she has a chakori bird, chakori. Charu Chandrika. Charu. Charu means beautiful. Chandrika means beautiful moonbeam. And a chakori lives on the moonbeams. Chakori. What's the other one? Chati lives on the water, rainwater. Chakora lives on the moonbeam. So this Chakora's name is actually Charu. Charu Chandrika. Radharani has a pet swan. Hansi. Tundi Kedi. T-U-N-D-I-K-E-R-I. Tundi Kedi. Tundi Kedi. Then she has a female peacock. Peahen. Called peahen. Female peacock. Named Tundika. Tundika. Tundika ki. Who's Tundika? Who's? So. And she has two parrots. Shukshma di. Shukshma di.
Shukshma di.
Oh yeah, sukshma. Di means very fine intelligence in her subtle body, and shubha, very auspicious. Shubha, sukshma di and shubha. So that's nice. Radharani's pet kijai, and Radharani wears tilak. And a tilak is called Smara Yantra.
Smara Yantra.
Yantra means like a machine or instrument or machine. And Smara means conjugal love. So when Krishna sees, it's one, a small dot, and it's a big, there's one, it's describing Govinda Lilamrita, there's one, the center dot, a bigger dot of red. Kunkum, red, and above that is a black dot, a smaller dot, a big dot of kunkum, red, then a smaller dot of kasturi above the big dot. Then surrounding those two are little dots of chandan. And this is called Smara Yantra Tilak.
Smara Yantra.
Smara means erotic love. So when Krishna sees Radharani's tilak, he gets hypnotized. It starts going around. And these mandalas, these Buddhist meditation mandalas, they make like a black circle and a red circle. So that's her tilak. And her jewel earrings are called rochana. Rochana means luster. Rochana. Her nose pearl is called prabhakari. Prabhakari. Her locket, she wears a locket around her neck. No locket? Like a necklace, a little round thing, a little darwaza. Little choked door. And inside that, there's a painting. It's called, you see, B.G. Sharma. These Rajasthani Pajwani, what's it called? Pajwani or something. There's a style of art. This Rajasthani art style is called Pajwani or something like that. It sounds like your name, but it's Pajwani or something. It's the style, the way they make the pointed nose. The gopis, they make the pointed nose. You ever see the way? That's the style of art. It's not that they're bad artists, but that's the style. They make the pointed nose and eye, like, you know. You must have seen B.G. Sharma. He's a famous... Yeah, the cover. So they make paintings out of ivory. Ivory is the tusk of the elephant. They get a little piece because when I saw in one of my friend's houses in Washington D.C., he's a very wealthy person. He was a congregational person, so he took me to his house, and a very wealthy person. So he showed me his art collection. He's like a devotee type guy, you know, like whatever type. So then he liked this Indian art. He had all these silk paintings, and so he showed me a miniature, one inch by one inch on ivory, painting of somebody, B.G. Sharma, was Radhan Krishna dancing in Ras, all done with natural colors, sulfur dioxide, or what is that blue color earth, there's the earth blue color, sulfur dioxide, what's it called, calcium sulfate or something like that. Calcium sulfate is blue. There's different minerals, are red and blue, yellow, sulfur is yellow. So they mix these in some system, and the ivory was painted with that miniature painting, just a little tiny thing. So Chitrasakhi, Chiksoli, and Varsana Niche Chiksoli, Mankutir and Chiksoli. So Chitrasakhi takes his ivory, and she paints Krishna's picture, Sham, with Pagri, Mormukut, Morapank, and Pagri. Beautiful smile, lotus eyes, on a small piece of ivory, just like 3/4 inch by 1/2 inch. Then they get some goldsmiths and whatever. They mount it in a locket. And Radharani wears it around her neck with a little door. It's called Madan. Cupid, which means Cupid. So that, and also I heard that another name that it's, she wears, maybe that's told here. She has one ring, Radharani wears a ring on her finger, different rings, but one ring is, since it says on the ring, K-R-S-N-A, it says Krishna. And that, the name of that is Vipaksha Mardani. Vipaksha Mardani. Vipaksha means her rivals, Chandravali, Padmashaibya, that kills them. Vipaksha means her rivals, the opposite group. Vipaksha Sakis, those that are against her group. Paksha means group. Shukla Paksha, Krishna Paksha. So these are some of the different alankar and ornaments of Radharani's birthday. Radharani's, one of her cows is called Sunada. Because that means the cow makes nice sounds. And Yamuna means she's one like the Yamuna River. And Bahula means the black one. And the she-calf is called Tungi, because Tungi means the tall one. Apparently it's a tall calf. And the old monkey is called Kakati, because the word Kakati means the staunchly determined one. Because this old monkey is determined to wake up Radha and Krishna when they're sleeping in Nidiban in a happy repose in Prema Lingata. And then Kakati comes along under the signal of Brinda Devi, and she, because it's getting late, the sun is about to rise, and people are starting to stir in the village of Yavat and Nandagaon. Seniors are waking up. They'll be looking out. Where's our Lali? Where's our Radharani? So she has to get home soon before her mother-in-law and Mukura come to see her, Purnamasi. So then Brinda Devi says, okay, they're not rising some, or rather the birds are failing to wake them. And the deer have gone there, the peacocks have gone there, the birds have sung over there, the quail and the cuckoo and the tota. Still they're not leaving the kunja. Prema lingata nechordo. So then you do it, because monkeys don't make such sweet sound, no? They make all these kind of sounds. So then Kakati, she goes in, Jatila's coming, Jatila Viaro. Oh, no. And then a rooster goes in. Before Kakati goes, a rooster goes in. Morga means a male chicken. A rooster on his roost. And he's sent in there, and he does what they do. Kako kado do, or whatever they do. They stand up on their two legs, and they stretch out their necks, and they make that funny sound, really screeching sound. And Radharani hears that, and she's, hey, why don't you go coo in hell? Why don't you go to hell and make that sound? And the rooster gets quiet. Chup, morga chup karo. And then Radharani said, good, that's good. You deserve to go to hell. So it's moan, it's quiet, it's shanti. So then again, she tightened her embrace on Shyam. Brinda Devi says, a rooster doesn't wake her up. Even a rooster can't wake her up. It's like some of us, we can't wake up with the alarm clock, no? The rooster is like the alarm clock. Ning, ning, bing, 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 bing. Snooze, boink. Then 10 minutes later, bing, bing, bing. Oh, doink, 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 doink. Snooze on into eternity. So then she calls in the reinforcements. Kakati comes in, screeching out and determined, because Radharani maybe told her to be quiet too, but she kept on making sound. And her pet deer is named Rangani because it means one who is nicely colored. And Charu Chandrika means one who is pleasant like the moonbeams. Charu means beautiful, but also means pleasant. And this she-swan of Tundikeri means nicely beaked one. So Tundikeri has a very, very shapely nose. And when her husband sees that, he says, oh, your nose is so shapely. A very shapely beak. And where does she stay? Tundikeri always stays in Radhakund. Haribo. And she has a female peahen named Tundika, which means she has a very nice nose also. Very nice beak. She doesn't have a nice dress. Her dress is kind of, she always wears brown and gray and stuff. But her husband wears rainbow colors and iridescent blue, and, you know, the female peacock is a little drab. She has to do a lot of makeup. And then she has two talking parrots, Shukshmadi, which means she has fine intelligence, and Shubha, as you know, means auspicious one. Anyone who recites these 108 names of Radhika in the morning, midday, or evening, they'll become endowed with ecstatic love for Krishna. Shatam lashtotaram nama yakpatet prayatak shuchi pratak kale chamadhyane sandhyayam madhyaratrike yatra tatra bhavet tasya Krishna prema yuto bhavet. Yeah, this is in the Radhakund Mahima book. So it's quite easy, so we can just do it by repeating. Because it's all Leela Nam, Radha Nam, and the listeners can chant these. This prayer is called the Radhika Ashtottara Shatanam Stotram. 108 names of Sri Radhika. It's in Radhikun Mahima Madhuri book. And this prayer was uttered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srimad Radha. Rasamayi. Rasagya. Rasikatata. Rasheshri Rasa Bhakti. Rasa Purna Rasa Prada. Rangani Rasa Labdacha. Rasa Mandala Karani. Rasa Vilasani Radha. Radhika Rasa Purnada. Rama Ratna Ratnamayi. Ratnamala Sushobana. Raktoshti Raktanayana. Raktota Pala Vidarani. Ramani Ramani Gopi. Vrindavana Vilasani. Nana Ratna Vichitrangi. Nana Sukha Mayi Sada. Samsara Paratarani. Veno Gita Vinodini. Krishna Prema Krishna Mayi. Krishna Dhyana Parayani. Sadananda Shina Madhya. Krishna Krishna Laya Shubha. Chandravali Chandramukhi. Chandracha Krishna Vallabha. Vrindavaneshwari Devi. Krishna Rangi Paragati. Dhyanatita Dhyana Magna. Sada Krishna Kutuhali. Prema Mayi Prema Rupa. Prema Prema Vinodini. Krishna Priya Sada Nandi. Gopi Mandala Vasini. Sundarangi Chaswarnaba. Nila Patta Vidarani. Krishna Anuragini. Cheva. Krishna Prema Sulakshana. Niguda Rasa Sarangi. Mrigakshi Mrigalochana. Ashesha Guna Paracha. Krishna Praneshwari Sama. Rasa Mandala Madhyashta. Krishna Rangi Sada Shuchi. Brajeshwari Brajarupa. Braja Bhumi Sukha Prada. Raso Lassa Madon Matta. Lalita Rasa Sundari. Sarva Gopi Mayi Nitya. Nana Shastra Visharada. Kameshwari Kamarupa. Sada Krishna Parayana.
Sada Krishna Parayana.
Parashakti Sarupa Cha.
Parashakti Sarupa Cha.
Shristi Stiti Vinashini.
Shristi Stiti Vinashini.
Somya Somya Mai Radha.
Somya Somya Mai Radha.
Radhika Sarvakamada.
Radhika Sarvakamada.
Ganga Cha Tulasi Cheva.
Ganga Cha Tulasi Cheva.
Yamuna Cha Saraswati.
Yamuna Cha Saraswati.
Bhagavati Bhagavati.
Bhagavati Bhagavati.
Bhagavach Chitarupini.
Bhagavach Chitarupini.
Prema Bhakti Sada Sangi.
Prema Bhakti Sada Sangi.
Premananda Vilasini.
Premananda Vilasini.
Sadananda Mayi Nitya.
Sadananda Mayi Nitya.
Nitya Dharma Parayani.
Nitya Dharma Parayani.
Trailokya Karshani Adya.
Trailokya Karshani Adya.
Sundari Krishna Rupani.
Sundari Krishna Rupani.
Premananda Vilasani.
Premananda Vilasani.
Sundari Krishna Rupani.
Sundari Krishna Rupani.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Chants these 108 names of Krishna will be endowed with ecstatic love for Krishna. Krishna Prema Bhava. Bhavatu. May it happen. Let it be. Shaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Rasamayi Radha. She is completely pervaded with ever-flowing transcendental mellows. Rasheshwari. She is the presiding queen of the nightly rasa dance. Rasa Bhakti. Radha is totally devoted to expressing divine mellows. Rasa Purna. She's overflowing with pure mellows. Rasa Prada. Radhika gives these exquisite mellows unto all other living entities. Rasa Prada. Namo Mahavananyaya. Krishna Prema Pradhayate. Krishna Prema Pradhayate. So Mahaprabhu gives Krishna Prema. And Radharani gives Ras. So then Prema produces Ras by contacting the different bhavas. She is Rangani, always playful. Rasa Mandala Karani. She's the architect of the mandalas, the circular arenas for dancing the rasa dance. Rasa Vilasini Radha ki. Rasa Vilasini. She enjoys sporting in the rasa dance to her heart's content. Rasa Purnada. She bestows mellows unto others in a most completely fulfilling way. Rasa Purna Da. She fills everyone with ras. Raktotpala Vidharani. She likes to hold a red lotus flower in her hand. Ramani Radha, she's a charming young mistress. Ramani, Radha's loveliness is pleasing to behold. Samsara Paratarani, that's easy. She delivers the souls from the material world. Sadananda, Radharani's always full of bliss. Most of these you can figure out by Hindi. Chandramukhi, her face is round and radiantly soothing like a full moon. Chandravali, Radharani is beautiful like a row of full moons. Premamayi, she is effused with pure ecstatic love. Premavinodini, she revels in delightful sports of pure love. Gopi Mandala Vasini, she resides in the circle of her coward girlfriends. Krishna Anuragini, she's very contented in her attachment to Krishna. Niguda Rasa Sarangi, Radha embodies variegated forms of confidential mellows. Rasolasa. Radha especially blooms with delight, ulas, during the rasa dance. During ras, she's ulas. And that's the ulas, the blooming, the rising of love and bhava in the heart of the mantris. Bhavalas rati. Their rati is bhavalas. It's a branch of madhur rati. Sometimes it's considered a separate rati. And some acharyas say it's part of madhur rati. Because it expresses itself in connection with Madhura Rati. So it's not an independent Rati. Bhavulas Rati. Bhavulas. But Bhavulas is a special experience of that. That the Mandris, because they're so Tadatmika and Radhasneya, that they have a special type of, that is a special separate Stahi Rati. Called Bhavulas Rati. There's a flavor of the Radharani experiences in her heart is the flavor of Krishna, Krishna's presence in her heart. But the flavor that the Manjari's experience in Radharani's heart is a flavor of Radharani's heart responding to the pleasure of Krishna in her heart. That's why, as Radharani's bhav arises, as her own mahabhav arises in relation to Krishna, then what is rising in Radharani's heart? The sakis pick up on that, and that arises in their heart, bhavalas, because they're identifying with Radharani's heart. But the Krishna aspect, they're getting the effect of Krishna's presence. They're responding to that, as is Radharani. But Radharani's experiencing the effect of Krishna's presence and Krishna's presence, both. But it's her Madhurya, Mother Krishna, not the Manjaris. That's why it's Bhavalas Rati. Radha Rani Ki Jai. Srimati Radharani is 15 years old. Actually, what is the exact age of Radharani? 14 years. 2 months and 15 days. And they rounded off to 15 years. And this is Radha Krishna Ganodesh Deepika. Radha Krishna Ganodesh Deepika by Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. But in the Gaur Govinda Smarana Padati, Gaur Govinda Archana Smarana Padati, this detail is found from some tantra. Urdhvanaya Tantra or something, that the exact age of Radharani is 14 years and 9 months and, two months, 15 days. Then it gives the exact age of Krishna as 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days. Exact. Children often speak like that. How old are you? I am 4.5. They don't say 4 or 5. They say, I'm 4.5. She's full of the luster of youth. Lavanya Kishore. Lavanya Kishore. Radha is expert in all the 64 arts, and her transcendental form is like an ocean of nectar. Radha's splendid bodily luster is like molten gold, stationary lightning. She wears her wonderfully blue garments, and she's decorated with pearls and flowers. Gandharva Radha, Gandharvika, is very beautiful. She has long, nicely braided hair. Her splendid forehead is decorated with red sindoor and beautiful locks of curling hair. She's decorated with blue bangles, and Radha's arms have defeated Cupid's staff with their beauties. He has some kind of stick that he carries. Cupid has some kind of staff, the Lord of Love, Kamdev. Well, lords have some stick, royal stick or insignia. And Govinda Lilamrita explains that, and Krishna's Kaviraj explains that Radharani has these bangles. What are they called, bangles? What's the name for bangles? Kangan. Kangan. Kangan Kun. This is called Kangan. Kangan means bangle. So she has one gold one and one blue one, and one gold one and one blue one. And one gold one, one blue one. Six. Sona Nila, Sona Nila, Sona Nila. This is what she has on her wrist. Because the gold, the Sona Chundi, whatever it is, bangle, Kangan, that's Radharani. And the Nila, Nilam, the sapphire, that's Sham. So on her wrist she has Sona Nila, Sona Nila, like this. No, Nila? This blue sapphire, Nila. That's Govinda Lilamrita, Radharani's Alankar, and Pratakkal, Radharani's Snan and Shringar, Shringar Vesh, Sakhi Manjari Seva, Astakali Lila, and they decorate. And you can see on that painting, I think she has blue and yellow bangles, is it right? Right? Her right hand is raised, throwing water.
Yes.
She has blue and yellow there?
Yes.
In succession?
Yes.
Because these Russian artists, they've read the Shastra, and they're painting, they're making the paintings exactly according to Shastra as much as possible. So they're very much Anukulya, Anukulya for Lila Dhyan, Lila Smaran, because exact. They try to make Kama Yantra, Smara Yantra Tilak, and these bangles, and Kinkini Mala, and Nupura, and all these, all the decorations. She has a kajal, black kajal, and expanded lotus eyes are the most beautiful in all the three planetary systems. Radhika's nose is as beautiful as a tilful, sesame flower, and the tip is nicely decorated with a nose pearl. She has various perfumes anointing her body. She's splendidly beautiful. Her ears are decorated with wonderful earrings, and her nectar-filled lips to feed red lotus flowers. Radharani's teeth are a row of pearls, and her tongue is very beautiful, decorated with a smile of pure love for Krishna. Radha's face is as beautiful and splendid as millions of moons. The beauty of Radhika's chin has defeated and bewildered Cupid. She has a Kasturi Bindu. On Radharani's chin, she has a Kasturi Bindu, and appears like a golden lotus flower with a bumblebee. Says Sona Padma, Sona Kamal with a Brahmar. And Brahmar? Brahmar? And Brahmar is his Kasturi Bindu. And then when Krishna, sometimes when Krishna's in intimate exchange with Radharani, Krishna's kissing Radharani, and he kisses her eyelids or cheeks or sometimes her chin. And then she takes away, Krishna kisses Radharani's chin and takes away that bindu, Kasturi bindu. He takes it. She says, hey, what is this? Why you took my bindu? Kasturi bindu, you chore. Ab chore. And Binduchur. And Krishna said, no, no, no. Birds of a feather flock together. When my Shyam Mukh approached your Mukh, the Nakasturi Bindu, he said, oh, this is my friend is coming. He's black like me. He jumped on me. He jumped on my Mukh. Nakasturi Bindu. I didn't steal your Kasturi Bindu. I approached and he jumped. I'm innocent. He jumped. He saw, oh, here's somebody like me. I want to be with him. I want to be with him. He's Shyam like me. So Radharani, of course, smiled. And they continued without the Kasturi Bindu. Bearing all the marks of wonderful beauty, Radha's neck is ornamented with a string of pearls. Sri Radha's neck, back, and sides are enchantingly gorgeous. Radhika's breasts are as splendid like golden water pots, covered by a bodice decorated with pearl necklaces. Radha's beautiful enchanting arms are decorated with jeweled armlets and bracelets. Radha's hands are two lotus flowers, red, illuminated by a series of moons, Chandranak, that are her fingernails. Jeweled earrings decorate Radharani's splendidly beautiful fingers. Charming, full of sweet nectar and decorated with a deep navel, Sri Radha's beautiful waist enchants the three worlds. Radhika's sloping hips lead to her charmingly beautiful slender waist, which is bound by a creeper of three beautiful folds of skin and decorated with a sash of tinkling bells, kinkini mala. As beautiful as two plantain trees, Radhika's thighs enchant the mind of Cupid. In Govinda Lilamrita, it says that the thighs, the oru, let's see, Varoru means thigh. The thigh. Radharani's thighs are like golden posts, golden pillars, for tying down the mad elephant of Krishna's mind. These are very nice. Like you have a golden, you sink some pillar in the ground and you tie, put a chain around it and tie an elephant. So Radharani's thighs are like golden pillars for tying down the mind of the maddened elephant named Krishna. Sri Radha's beautiful knees are two reservoirs filled with the nectar of transcendental pastimes. Viparita Lila. Radha's beautiful feet are decorated with jeweled ankle bells and her toes with toe rings as beautiful as the treasure house of Varuna. So that's some pretty opulent toenails. Varuna, of course, the ocean, Nidhi. Nidhi means ocean. Nidhi means gem or jewel, treasure. So the Nidhi, the Padma Nidhi, Ashtanidhis, there's eight nidhis, there's eight mystic perfections, and there's also eight jewels, and they're produced from the ocean. The nidhi, the ocean, produces jewels. So Vrunadeva is, of course, the lord of the ocean. So he has lots of jewels. And his nidhi kosh, and his treasure house of gems. But Radharani's nails, or rather her toes with toe rings, her toe rings are as beautiful as the whole treasure house of Varuna. That's really beautiful. Apara siddhi riddhi digda satpadanguli nake kada karishyasiyamam kripa katakshabhajanam. Apara siddhi riddhi satpadanguli nake pada anguli nake nak anguli nak. Radharani, I love this phrase. Apara siddhi riddhi. Apar. Transcendental, unlimited wealth Aishwarya, Vibhuti, wealth, unlimited riddhi, samriddhi, samriddhi, and subsidy, all riddhi and siddhi, simply an ungly knock in the toenails of Radharani, Radhakripa Kataksha Stavaraj. What's the full thing? That full? Ananta Koti Vishnu Loka Namra Padma Jarchite Himadrija Pulomaja Pivrinchija Vara Prade Apara Siddhi Vridhi Digna Satpadangali Nake Kada Krishisiyamam Kripa Katacha Vajanam. Bhakti Ratnakara, there's some small pastimes. This is near Yavat. Near Yavat, where Radhika is living with Ananga Manjri and Dormad and Abhimanyu, Jatila Kutila. And just to the northwest of Yavat Gram, there's one of the Dwarasavan, Kokilvan. And there's a short pastime, we're just reminded of that. It's mentioned here by Narahari Chakravarti. Krishna entered Kokilavan one day, and he happily made a sound imitating the kokil. How's that sound? Anyone knows? Kokil? Coil? No, coil? Coil? Like this, no? Something like that. There are many in Puri they have, and Bengal. Here are not so many, very few. Very, very few here. So Krishna was making that sound. In response, all the birds began singing so loudly, they got so excited. Oh, there's a new bird amongst us? A new bird, Raj bird. The king of the birds, Pakhi Raj. Pakhi Raj Sri Krishna ki?
Yeah.
He became, made this, everyone said, oh, there's some, he's initiated a concert here. It's sounding so good. So then they were singing, oh, hundreds and hundreds of birds making sound, singing, chirping. And then the sound was carrying all through the van, and it went to Yavagram. And hearing the sound of the kokilas, Jatila told Vishaka that she had never before ever heard such songs coming from the kokils. Because Krishna went there and instigated all the kokils, said, wow, this is a big kokil. This is a festival. Kokil concert. So then, and then Vishaka replied, well, I never heard either. Maybe we can go there. Can we take permission? If you give permission, we'd like to see the kokils in that forest. So then Jatila said, yes, you can go. You can go, Jal. Sunye. Hear the kokil, Sunye. So then Radharani and the Sakis entered that forest. And they all came. And thus Radharani was able, Radhakrishna Milan. They met in that forest. So this is, for this reason, this forest is known as Kokilavan. Actually, there's another short pastime related to this. Let's see if I can try to coordinate the two. This is in Padyavali. I think it's in Padyavali. Rupa Goswami Pad, he comments in one shloka about the same thing. Sanket Krita Koli Lari Kokilari Ninadam Kamsa Dvisha Kuravato Dwaron mochana lola shanka valaya kwana muhu shrinvata. Keyam keyam iti pragalba jarati vakyena dunatmano. Rara prangan kon koli vitapi krode gata sharvari. Sanket krita. Oh, listen. When Krishna once, this is similar, but not the same. Krishna came to Yavat. He came to the courtyard of her palace in Yavat. Because he was supposed to meet Radharani there in the courtyard. or sanket. Sanket means like meeting. The tinkling of Krishna's nupur sounded like the cooing of cuckoos and other birds. So this sound of Krishna's nupur when he was entering the courtyard, because when Radharani married Abhimanyu, Abhimanyu's family had a very small palace, very small house. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he made a second palace, Bhavan, Radha Bhavan. And then north of that palace, just nearby, very big for Radharani. So Radharani has a private courtyard and then an adjoining house with her mother-in-law. That's very convenient. She never lived in the same house. And so Krishna entered there. But then somehow Jatila heard these sounds. And then she opened the door of her palace. She opened the door. And then she heard, and then Krishna, he suddenly heard the door open. Then he heard the continual jingling sound of conch shell bracelets. And then he heard this arrogant, proud old lady call out, "Who's there? Who's Kone? Kone? Kone?" When Krishna heard this, he became very pained in heart. And then he spent the entire night hiding in a tree in the corner of the courtyard. Because every time Krishna makes some sound with his nupura, and then the door would open up. "Kone? Kone? Who's there? Who's there?" He's, "Oh, no, it's Jatila." And Krishna would hide behind some trees. "I don't hear anything." And he goes back. So this is in the Padyavali, there's one verse. And then there's one. Mother Yashoda once said to Krishna, "Oh, Lala, I invited Radha to a party at night. Her husband wasn't at home. He was out with the cows. She left her empty home and came here. When she came, the servants were very agitated, and they said, 'How can a chaste lady move all about here and there all alone? How can she return to home unaccompanied? For this reason, my child.'" In other words, Yashoda had a birthday party for Krishna. It happens every year. It's described in Ananda Vrindavan Champlu by Kavi Karnapur. And every year, as we have Janmashtami, Radhashtami, every year Radharani has a birthday party. And Krishna, this is described in Gutika by Siddha Krishnadas, that Krishna, Nanda, Dalji, and Yashoda, and they all go to Barsana. Because Radharani spends 2 months in Barsana, 3 months in Barsana, 3 months in Yavat, back and forth. So in Radhashtami, Radharani is in Barsana Vadi Radha. So Krishna, and there's special rooms in Radharani and palace. Krishna's bedroom, Nanda Maharaj's bedroom, Yashoda's bedroom, Dal's bedroom, Balaram's bedroom. So they come, and so Yashoda said, "Hey Lala, listen, I've invited Radharani for this birthday party, but she didn't come with her husband because he's detained with some work with the cows. And our servants, our house servants are complaining. You can't send this chaste housewife back to her house without accompaniment. So Lala, please, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to escort Radharani home." Yashoda tells her, "Lala, please, Radharani should not walk home alone from the birthday party. You should escort her and make sure she gets home safely." "Okay." Radha Madhav heard Mother Yashoda's words. Then they glanced at each other. All glories to their sweetly smiling, gentle glances at that time. Hari Bol. Radha Madhavayor Jayanti Madhura Smeira Alasa Drishtya. Alasa. Smeira, like Smita. Smita means smile. Smeira. Smeralasa, Dristya, Madura. Madhurajasthi, Jayanti, all glories to that. So this is by an author known as Sri Lakshman Sen wrote this pada and Padyavali. Very few verses written by Rupa Goswami. It's a Padyavali, it's a collection of beautiful shlokas describing different aspects of devotion and Purvarag and Pravasarag and Kalahantarita Bhav and all the different Ashtabhavas of the Sakis. This is a short pastime for meditation by an unknown author. Dvitre Keli Saroroham Sri Chaturer Damila Mali Shrajam Kantan Moktika Malikatad Anucha Tyaktwa Pade Krishna Prema Vigorni Tana Tan Tara Taya Durabhisar Atura Twangi Nirupayam Adwani Param Shroni Bharam Nindati. Radharani is going for Avisar. She's running through the forest from Varsana or Yavat to meet Krishna, Sanket Kunj, in Prem Sarovara or any place. And she's so much anxious and running. And she feels that she's not moving fast enough. She's not. It's so long, both door. Why so much time? I'm going, it's so much time. So she's thinking that it's too much weight. So after this poet is saying, Dvitre Keli Saroroham Tri Chaturer Damila Mali Shrajam. After two or three steps, Radharani thinks that her Lila Kamal means her toy lotus flower. She has in her hand a red lotus flower. She twirls. She goes, some murtis. You see murtis. Murtis of Lakshmi Devi murti, or Radha, they have some lotus flower. Lotus flower in the hand. So she plays with that. She twirls that. She feels that that's too heavy. It's a great burden. It's slowing me down in my avisar. So she throws it. She throws it in the path. She sets it down by the road. After three or four steps, she thinks that the jasmine mala, the jasmine flowers, little jasmine flowers decorating her baini. She feels that there, that garland of jasmine flowers, it's too much weight. Well, this is too much. So she takes it and puts it down. And then after five more steps, she takes five more steps and, oh, this moti mala, motika, this moti mala. This pearl necklace is very heavy, too much heavy burden. I can't run. And then she takes that off also. Tyaktwa. The slender Radha, unhappy that her meeting with Krishna is so far away, her heart trembling with love for Krishna, rebukes her hips for being too heavy. But because she cannot throw them away, she is forced to carry them. So she thinks, this Nitamba, bot bhajan hai. Meri Nitamba bot bhajan hai. Is that right? Oh, bhajan. My hips are very heavy. And that's stalling me. If I had just small hips or no hips, I can run like so fast. My legs can go down. Oh, but I can't throw these away. Because this is the chariot. These hips are the chariot of the love god. And the love god is Krishna, and he rides in this chariot. This is described in other places. Govinda Lilamrita. So this is a very sweet, small pastime. Avisar Lila. Maybe something intimate. Could be. But in a nice way. This is by an unknown author also. Agatya Pranipat Santvita Saki Datantare Sagasi Sveiram kurvati talpa parshva nibritte durtenga svahanam. One time Krishna offended Radharani and they quarreled. Happens sometimes. Afterwards, Krishna disguised himself in Gopi Vesh. He fell down at the feet of one of Radharani's sakis and pacified her. And by her arrangement, Krishna was able to enter Radha's house. Radha was sitting alone on her bed in her house. Krishna Shama Sakhi, henceforth known as Shama Sakhi, Naya Sakhi, Varsaname, he slowly approached Radha's bedside and began to do malish, massage her body. However, as one might expect in such a situation, the touch of Shama Sakhi's hand reminded Radha of Shama. Still believing or mistaking or thinking Shama Sakhi to be a gopi, Radha said to the Sakhi, "Ah, you must be very unhappy. Krishna must have forsaken you and left you as he has left me." Then Radharani looked into Shama Sakhi's eyes. And after that, she slowly and very happily fell into his arms. Because when Radharani looked into Shama Sakhi's eyes, "Hey, wait a minute. You're not Shama Sakhi, you're Sham Sundar. Sham Sundar Bhagavan ki jai, jai jai Shri Radhe." Krishna's very tricky. This is Radha and Krishna. They speak in riddles. Close the door, Pura, Macharandra. This is Radha Krishna speaking in riddles. Radha Krishna Paheli Leela. Huh? No. Here it says, Radhaya Saha Harer Vako Vakyam. Conversation between Krishna and Radha. It actually is riddles. Radha Sham Paheli Leela. Yes? Who taps on my door with one finger? Oh, crooked girl, it is Madhav. Madhav? Madhav is a name for the spring season. Has springtime come knock on my door? Of course not. It is the holder of the Sudarshan wheel, Chakradhar. Potters hold wheels. Are you a Kumar? Are you a potter? Spinning your wheel to make clay cups? I am not. I am the person who holds up the entire world, Anantashesh. No, he just says that. I am the person who holds up the entire world. Then she said, that black snake with a forked tongue. Fork means split tongue, no? Means liar. It's another way of saying, you're saying you're the one that holds up the universe. And then Radharani says, "Are you that black liar?" Are you that black snake with a forked tongue who holds up the world? Are you, by chance, he? No, I am not. I am the person who crushes snakes. Acha? Are you that great bird known as Garuda who crushes snakes? Are you Garuda? No, I am Lord Hari. Acha? Hari is the name of the monkey king, Hanuman. Are you a monkey? Then Krishna replies, oh no, that's the end. Then the author says, may Lord Krishna, who holds the Sudarshan Chakra and who smiled to hear these clever words replied by Srimati Radharani, protect you all. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan. More? Who's there in the darkness of night? It's Keshava. Kesh? Kesh means hair. Why? What would hair be doing approaching me? You are awfully proud hair. Oh, beautiful girl, I am the grandson of Maharaj Surasen. Of what use is a worthless son of a virtuous grandfather? He's trying to say, look, listen, I come from an illustrious heritage. That may be true, but you're just a chore. Oh, moon-faced girl, oh, Chandramukhi, I am Chakradhari, the holder of the Sudarshan wheel. Again, the same reply. Ah, you are a potter who spins a potter's wheel. Oh, well, then, will you give me a bowl, a pot, or will you make me a milk bucket? May Lord Krishna, who was embarrassed by these clever replies of Chaturi Radha, protect you all. This is the Padakarta named Sri Chakrapani. Sri Chakrapani Maharaj ki jai.